assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless. Is this moron number one?
Great cheese to the guts. Hey, Bip. Hey, Bip. Hey, Bip.
Put moron number two on the phone.
This isn't radio, surely.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
All right, finally, Bill is calming down a touch after the bloody Geelong. We've had enough of that. So yep. I'll tell you what we're doing this show. Chris Golding, the gold man, because the NBL starts this weekend and they get underway against New Zealand, of course. And then back half of the show, Limo.
Wow.
Who's got a new show, a new podcast, actually, Bill.
What's it called?
It's not particularly a props. We're going to get to what it's called later on. But and also a bit of topics, a bit of feedback, a joke at the end. But my goodness, fat Jim. Today, survey day, and my God.
Jim.
Bill.
What happened?
2.5 point rise for the old Rush Hour.
No.
2.5 points.
No, Jim. What does that mean?
That is an outrageous rise in the ratings. And, of course, I also had a... I just wandered my eyes across the weekend and the footy book. 10-plus everywhere. It's just win, 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 win. So, well, I tell you what, Fatty, we're celebrating today. The M's are on fire as I say hello to you.
Well, I'm in the studio, Jim. There's no one out there because they're all at lunch. They've gone
they
to lunch
be.
And they will be celebrating because... Well, I think we're at 8-8. We've gone up 2.5, Jim. Time spent listening's gone through the roof. What's the other one's right?
Cume.
Cume's gone through the roof.
TSL, you just said that one.
They've all gone through the roof, my friend. And, oh, there's some happy people here. What a magnificent few days it's been with the Cats. And then this magnificent ratings. I'm going to buy a lotto ticket, Jim, because I am on fire. Thanks to me, of course.
No, the ratings rise is Rabs and myself. We've actually had to drag you through it.
No. The boss come in before, Big David, and he said, well done, Bill.
David.
Good, yes.
Never been called David in his life.
And Daniel, he came in before.
Dan.
Oh, Dan.
You are an idiot. Seriously.
But it's great. Well done to you, Rabs.
Touch my hand, Jim. Touch my hand. Oh, no. Here we go.
So good, Jim.
Bill, those ratings won't last if we keep serving that up.
No, that was the back end of the ratings and a nice little... I think we're at about 8.5 and it just spiked to 8.8. Beautifully done. Well done to you, Jim. Well done to Whitney and Rose and Ethan. And
Matty Haywood.
And, oh, of course, and Matthew. He's put it all together. And he might have to work it pretty hard today when Limo comes in later on. But I think we got time now for...
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
A time for a rappy?
A rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
An updated opener.
Exactly. I like it. Well done, Matty. Isaac Smith has signed on again for another year. Guess how old he is, Jim?
74.
He's 34 in December. And, of course, his name is Isaac Smith, isn't it, Bill?
You could have worded me up for this, Bill.
Come on, Rabs.
It's not on here.
Have a look at Isaac Smith. Hit that button.
It's not on here, mate. Continue on.
Come on, Rabbits.
Signed a one-year deal, as has Dane Zorko, by the way. Signed a one-year deal up there in Brisbane, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
The NRL Grand Final. Guess who's playing, Jim?
Who?
Well, Parramatta Eels taking on Penrith Panthers. Penrith Panthers won the last couple, I think.
Rugby league.
That's it. At Acorn. Mm-hmm. Oh, you found that button. Acorn. Hey, well done, Normie. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac. I don't know what happened there, Jim.
Got there in the end.
We got there.
What did happen?
I don't know.
Isaac's not a hard name to say.
Well, it's Smith.
Oh, no.
But well done, Pyramid. He'll take on Penrith Panthers, Jim. Jim.
This is why we're at 8-8.
How are we getting 8-8, by the way? How have we gone up 2.5, to be honest? Did you watch the T20, Jim? India won that.
Oh, my God. I didn't watch it, but I saw the scores.
It's 4 days ago, but anyway. Cam Green made 52 again. He's going beautifully.
Yes,
David beautifully. Tim. David Tim made 54.
Tim David.
Oh, that's right. And Bacoli, very good Tim. With his 63. They won the third series and they won the third game.
So Cam Green's got to open in the World Cup surely after this.
Yeah, and Tim David's got to play, Jim.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. With you. What about rugby? We didn't speak about this, but the All Blacks defeated the Wallabies, Jim, at Eden Park, 40-14 over the weekend.
No, mate, they can't have it.
You know the last time the Wallabies won at Eden Park?
30 years ago?
1986. 36 years ago, my friend. I don't know.
Bill, it's Elm Street. What happens to us?
Elm Street. It is Elm Street. Spot on. I don't know. We just cannot play at all. We just get very sheepish. Now, the Gulf. The United States.
He just thought he could slide that one in, didn't he? He just thought he could slip it in.
That's why we're at 8-8. The United States, Jim, have won the 12th President's Cup. Too good again?
Oh, no. Well, that also happened a couple of days ago, but yes, too good.
That's where I'm at the minute, Jim. I'm just going through all the news here. And I think that's it.
That's it. Is that the rappy?
I'm out of it all. Well, Geelong, of course, had their march down the street today. Premiership Street, I think it's called. And Joel, lovely photo.
I also saw where people have been critical of the Cats for belittling old people or whatever the hell it was. I don't know what's happened to us. Mm-hmm. How have we allowed our society to get hijacked by alarmist halfwits? Like, it's fun. They're having fun and they're poking fun at themselves.
Spot on.
So how do you interpret that as anything but just them laughing at themselves? Well, you know, we've just got to stop this. I can't have it, seriously.
People want to be outraged, Jim. They want to find something to be outraged with. And they did it beautifully. They went to the old people's home. They got the bus. They got the frame. So the old people's home knew it was happening. And, mate, they acted it in character beautifully. And I was thinking, and I think Joel said this, what happens if they would have lost? Would they have still done that? That would have been interesting.
Well, I don't know. But my mum and dad are old, Bill.
Yes.
They're 81 and 80. And if I rang Joan and Stixie and said, do you take any offence at what the Geelong boys did, they would go, are you joking me? What's wrong with people? I just don't get it.
Yeah, and while we're on that, I've got an apology to make to Max Holmes, by the way, Jim. I interviewed him on the Sunday Footy Show, Roaming Billy segment we did. Yes. And I went around all the players, we're having a bit of fun. I was taking the piss out of Hawk for crying and all that. And I wanted to acknowledge Maxie Holmes, but I went to him because he's had a great year, he's a great kid. And I said something, probably it was stupid, saying, how are you feeling today? You know, and it wasn't the time, it was a silly question. So to you, Maxie Holmes, I am sorry for asking you that question live on television, because he did get a bit awkward. So
what was the question?
I asked him about how's he feeling now, because the boys are sitting around him with the premiership medals on and things like that.
Yeah,
so
right, okay.
It probably it was inappropriate at the time. So to you, Maxie, I'm sorry for asking that question. And I did apologise straight after the segment, and I saw him again, obviously, at Mad Monday. So I just wanted to say that on air.
Well done, Fat. He's a good boy, Maxie, and we'll bounce back quickly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Is that the end of the rap?
Yeah, I've run out of news.
Oh, really?
The NBL season is just 4 days away as Melbourne United looks to recapture their glory of 2021.
They've been the benchmark all season long and they are the NBL 21 champions.
And they'll be let out by this man.
Chris Golden, gold fingers from way outside the arc.
Please welcome CG43, Chris Golding.
Yes, gold fingers indeed. Here he is, the Melbourne United captain, three-time champion. He's done it all and just signed a two-year deal. Well done, Goldie.
Thank you. Gold fingers. Who threw that in?
Dwayne, I think.
That's the Dwayne pipe.
Oh, of course.
Hey, what about Geelong and the Cats? What do you reckon of that?
Oh, my God.
What did you take out of that sad day, Goldie?
Straight to it, Bill. I took out of it that bunch of old fellas can still go all right. So it gives me hope. It gives me and a couple of my teammates hope for the next few years.
You are one of the old blokes there at United. You've signed a 2-year deal.
Yep.
You're captain. Bit of Joel Selwood about this with you.
Mm. Is this what we're doing today? We're just turning everything into the Cats?
We are. No, but that's good. It's good to see there is room for older players, good older players, to be in the team. It shows that, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think probably something we don't do so well in Australian sport all the time is we focus on how old someone is as opposed to what they can do and can they still contribute and how long we think they can do it for. So I don't feel like I'm slowing down, and I think Melbourne United felt like that as well. So happy to come to a new deal.
Goldie, do you know any knob Geelong supporters like Bill? Like, who've just been particularly annoying since the final siren?
Well, one of my ex-Boomers teammates, Ryan Brokoff, now plays for the Phoenix. He went to the game. He's been talking about. I saw him yesterday. We rocked up. We had to do something together, and he was wearing a Cat's jumper.
Good on him.
My God.
Well, that's good.
So throw him in the basket. Nah. Be gone.
I tell you who else is. My mate Ray John. Your new star that you picked up from, I think he was from the Bucks, Ray John Tucker. He's a star, but is he a good bloke?
He is, Ray John Tucker. High-flying.
Yep.
He loves a camera as well, Bill.
He saw
that with you. He's very, very good in front of the camera. But he's been leading us. He's been scoring the ball really well and super athletic. My word, one of the most athletic players I've ever played with. And yeah, we just announced a new partnership today. For every dunk, DoorDash is giving $250 to Food Bank in Victoria.
Nice. Wow.
So I reckon Ray John will contribute a fair few meals.
Well, he jumped over me, didn't he, Rabs?
He did.
You were there.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Actually,
he
jumped.
No idea what happened.
I didn't know. I just like Superman went past me. Next minute, the ball's in the ring.
He went over you. Went
over
past you.
Yeah, well, he went over me. I didn't even feel it. Unbelievable.
Well,
so he's going to...
This is the thing, Fat. This is the thing, Fat. He's as athletic as you aren't. And we heard that. I don't know whether you caught up with this, Gold Man, but have a listen to when we had Ray John in.
So I've got to go high. I've got to get behind it, and it's all in the wrist.
Yeah, it's all in the wrist. It's all in the wrist.
Nah, that's shit, Bill.
Air ball.
Mate, I was terrible. And he was very good. He helped me along, but I was terrible. Who else we picked up at the United?
Well, you always told me that you used to go down to the Geelong Stadium and watch
Super
and
Cats.
Play. And,
yeah.
But that didn't translate over.
Ray Borner.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Larry Singstock.
Larry, no, not down
the bloke who flew in and then played straight up.
Bobby Locke.
Bobby Locke.
We love him.
Bobby Locke. How many times we talked
every
about
time. Every time.
But I'm no good because I've met Shaq. Have you met Shaq?
We did. We met Shaq
you
when
did.
He was just
not
out as well. No, well, okay. I haven't met Shaq.
No, apparently he hasn't met Shaq.
So jealous if you've met Shaq.
Where did you meet him?
He came to our Players Association Awards.
Oh, good.
Sat on the couch and told a few yarns and cracked on a few of the birds in the crowd.
Yeah,
and,
he's a good
boy.
Shaq,
he's
what
a
are
good
you
boy,
doing, big fella.
I know he's good. He has a crack. He's out there and he has a go.
He definitely did. But who have we picked up? We picked up former NBA player Isaac Humphries. Played a little bit in the NBA. Big Aussie,
Dumpty.
Big Aussie.
Is that his nickname?
No, it's Ice.
Oh, I know. I like Dumpty more.
Well, you can run with that. I'm sure we'll get him in here.
Another
couple of imports. Jordan Caroline.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, sweet Caroline. We're running with that. He doesn't like that. He's not a big fan of that. And Xavier Ratan Mays, XRM. He played for Illawarra last year.
Shit, that's tough, mate.
So he's down with us.
Fair income. That's good. So the roster's good.
It is. It is. I mean, we tend to not put together crap rosters.
No.
We're a team that wants to succeed and try and make the playoffs and win every year, and we feel like we've done that again.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Jack Jumpers.
Well, Bill, we're not bringing that up, Bill. We're not bringing that up. But our nicknames don't tend to resonate with our man, the Gold Man.
No, yeah.
We tried to make the thong make a stick Haviana. Look at him. He's back off.
What's Haviana? Have you spoke to him?
He couldn't. The Gold Man just doesn't
Come
want
on,
any part of it, Bill.
Who are you talking about?
It's like Mel Meninga and the rugby league boys, Jim. When
it
they
is.
Bring that
it
up.
Is.
It's called
like,
Jock Landau.
It's exactly
strap.
What it is.
Jock strap. That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I'm not getting on board the Haviana.
You're not?
No.
No.
Not that one.
It was good. Where was I watching the other? He's going all right.
Thon.
Yeah.
Thon. Yes, Thon Maker played for the Boomers recently when we were out here against China and Japan. He played unbelievably well. He's actually playing in Japan this year, I think.
Is he? Righto. We might take a break because I caught up with a couple of your
little
mates.
Break. Oh.
Ben Simmons I caught up with.
Did you?
Yes. And he's got some interesting things to say.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No, that's not correct, Jim. Don't be saying that. That's inflammatory.
Chris Golding, the captain of Melbourne United, joins us. By the way, they're currently running their membership week, which provides all new members who sign up before their first game with some exclusive rewards. Head to melbourneunited.com.au for more info. By the way, that first game's this Sunday, 2 p.m, John Cain Arena.
What are you hearing about Ben Simmons?
Well,
Goldie,
I've heard that you and another bloke caught up with him, so I dare say you're about to tell me what's going on.
Well, here he is, because the Brooklyn Nets had a media session today at their training camp, and this is me and some other bloke talking to Ben.
Yeah, physically I feel great.
You think you could, I guess, hypothetically play in the first few games of the season and be good?
That's the goal. That's the plan. There was a lot going on, but for me, I got to focus on, the first thing was my health, getting back on the court. So that was my priority. Besides that, you know, I worry about what I can control. And, you know, everything else, that's what it was. So for me, I had to prepare for the team.
Starting with training camp tomorrow, will you be fully cleared for everything?
Ready to go.
Ready to go. There you go. He hasn't played for 486 days.
Wow. That's a long time.
It is. Too long, probably. But
it is. I think he's a lot more available and open in the media at the moment. Ooh. I saw he did a podcast with JJ Redick, who has one. They used to play together. And he opened up on some of the stuff that he'd been dealing with over the past few years. Obviously, the infamous game against Atlanta where he didn't shoot the shot. Yeah. He walked us through that. And I mean, I'm excited. I want him to come back. I want him to succeed. I want him to do well. I think everyone does. And I mean, once again, the Brooklyn Nets with him on the court are a completely different team. So if he can get out there and play his trade, I think I heard he's going to be shooting threes. So we've been saying that for the past however many years. I reckon this might be the one where he comes out and shoots some.
All right. And also the Women's World Cup is on at the minute. And the Aussies are through to the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
The Opals.
They played last night. They played against Canada. I don't know if any of you guys watched, but the game was unbelievable. I turned on the second half. They'd just gone on an 18-0 run to claw it back. They went down, they went up. But the intent, the intensity, and the way they played defense for each other, it was a really enjoyable game. So they've booked their spot into the quarterfinals and a World Cup on home soil. They'll be hoping to medal, and I think we're all behind them.
Is Lauren Jackson, is she playing many minutes?
She is. She's been contributing. She came in the first game pretty quick into the first quarter, missed her first shot, but then drained a long-range three. She made another three last night. So she's just providing that veteran leadership. And I think as the tournament progresses, we're going to find big moments where she'll announce herself that she's back.
Getting back to Ben Simmons for a second, Goldman. He doesn't sound very Australian.
Who? Ben?
Benny Simmons.
Yeah, that accent's gone, JB. That's gone a long time ago.
Doesn't sound remotely Australian, Bill.
Well, how long's he been in America for a while?
Well, yeah, it'd be pushing sort of 6, 7, 8 years. I'd think he'd been in America. His father's American, obviously. He speaks with an American accent. So, yeah, that's gone.
Who's he dating nowadays?
And
Bill.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Can't tell, Scully.
Well, you're not asking the gold man that. He's not going to tell you who he's dating. Are they the real deal, Brooklyn?
There's potential. I mean, to be honest, a lot hinges on what Ben can do. We saw in the playoffs last year, they were shorthanded without him. So if he can come back and be a really consistent defensive force and then provide some scoring as well, absolutely, they're going to be tough to beat.
The Bucks are going to be tough to beat, and Joe Ingles is there next season. So
Jingling Joe found himself, he landed on his feet, didn't he?
He always does.
Walked into a contender, but I think he said it's one of the first times he's actually been in free agency for real, where he knew he wasn't going to go back to Utah. He'd been in Utah for so long. So, a contender, and his shooting and leadership off the bench is going to be massive for them.
Speaking about who we've got to contend with as Melbourne United, who are the decent teams coming into this season for you?
Oh, it's every year. It's it's the same people, it's new people. I mean, obviously Sydney won last year, so they're going to have that target on their back. Perth, always. Hutch is over there as the owner.
He went over there and they didn't make the finals for the first time in 108 years.
Successful year last year, so they'll be back with a vengeance, one would think.
Yes. What about the Warriors? You play them. They start the season, Jim, this Sunday, of course, at John Cain Arena. Tip-off is at...
The Breakers, not the Warriors.
Actually, the Warriors would be the rugby league team. That's right. The Breakers.
Come on, Bill, get it right. Not the Warriors.
So shut up, Jim. You didn't pick that up. Tip off is at 2 p.m. John Cain Arena. How the what are they called? The Breakers going to be? I'm all over it.
It's going to be really interesting for them. New coach, and they've actually been home. You know, they've been a terrible story the last 2 years. They've been in Australia for the past two seasons nonstop. So they're at home. They're free to travel in and out. I think they're going to be a completely new club and organisation. That said, it all starts on Sunday, and we've got a job to do, and we're looking forward to doing it in front of a full house. It's been a long time since we've had fans, unrestricted access. Yep. Come on, come down to JCA, John Cain Arena, and sell it out, and let's have a party.
Any other teams you want to ask him about, Bill?
NBL? The Penrith Panthers. Are they any good?
Well, Aaron Baines is back at Brisbane. That's a big story.
Aaron Baines broke his neck virtually, didn't he? Goldie.
He seriously
injured himself. So he's going to play for the Bullets up there. That is fantastic news.
It is. And he's open about he wants to get back to the NBA. So he sees this as the starting point and a stepping stone for him. But we played him just recently in the NBL Blitz, the preseason tournament in Darwin. And he doesn't look like he's missed a beat. Ooh. He's enormous. He's fit. He's strong. And he set a screen on our boy Ray John, and it just sounded like his teeth shattered. No. Ray John. And Ray John's tough. He got up and get going, but this screen, like, that's 6'10", 130 kilos of just muscle. Yeah, scary guy.
And the other...
Hey, Bill. Membership week. I just need to get those details in again for Melbourne United. MelbourneUnited.com.au. All new members who sign up before this first game. Exclusive rewards. So get online. MelbourneUtd.com.au. Sorry, Bill.
And they take on the New Zealand Breakers, of course, at JCA. There you go. Tip off at 2 o'clock. What about North Melbourne? What are you thinking about North Melbourne with the new coach? And he's got a few players there.
There's a bit going on at North Melbourne
there
right
is.
Now.
So
a few weeks ago, I was very, very happy that it's been somewhat dampened over the last couple of weeks because obviously I'm not in the know. I don't know too much about
Jim
what's going on.
Us.
So
ask Jim.
I don't know if he will, but we have to wait and see what happens with the AFL review. But a big time get at the time for us as a club to get Clarko, and then you know you see the names start rolling in that want to come to the club. So we'll wait and see what happens. Hopefully, the results will turn around on the field.
Yeah, I'm liking some of the people that are saying they want to come too, especially Griffin Logue. He's a serious footballer, Griffin Logue. I can't believe, not that Freo are letting him go, because if he wants to go, he can, but he can seriously play. So that sort of quality is what we need, Gold Man, especially in the back half. Poor old Benny Mackay's been playing a lone hand, so it'd be nice to give him some assistance.
Absolutely, yeah. So, fingers crossed it all works out for us. We've been going through some tough times.
Shut up, Fat.
Hasn't been on for a while.
Shut up, gloating.
Last time I was in here, and now you win the premiership, you have a crack.
A two-year deal. How old are you?
I am 33, about to turn 34. It's 2 years after this year, Bill, so it's actually kind of three.
Wow.
He's done well.
Who's the oldest player playing at the minute?
We just signed David Barlow again to complete our roster. He's 39.
He's been around for 100 years, David Barlow.
He's 39 years old.
How many clubs has he played at?
I don't know how many clubs. He's been in Europe. He's been here.
Everywhere.
World Cups, Olympics. But he still looks like the fittest bloke on the team at 39. He's unbelievable.
Oh, well, good luck,
James Crawford.
Yeah, James Crawford. Oh, there, Jim's just ringing out some names there. Hey, Goldie, we love having you on here. I know it's been one of your best interviews you would have had this year so far. Taking on the Breakers, Sunday, tip-off at 2 p.m. at JCA. Good luck, Skipper.
Thanks, Bill. Always good to be in here, mate.
And head to melbourneunited.com.au to grab your membership as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Didn't you get engaged?
No. No. You know I didn't, man. Idiot. But, Fat, I'll tell you what happens.
What happens?
Right? And I don't know how this has happened, but the modern child at a school has access to a school camp that did not exist in our day.
Yes.
And I'm talking about my youngest son, Fred.
What happened?
But also, Lisa's daughter, Charlotte, went on the similar camp earlier on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, fly to Port Douglas, stay in hotel rooms for about 8 nights.
Yes.
Jet boating, diving on the Great Barrier Reef, going to a croc farm. I'm like, give me a spell. Let me tell you about my school camp.
Yes,
I was
please.
In year nine. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes on a year nine school camp, and these two are in year nine. Year nine, Bill, I got put on a bus, driven an hour and a half east of Perth, dumped off on the side of the road. Look after yourself for a week and we'll pick you up in 7 days. 100%, that was the end of the camp. So you had a tent, a backpack with the stuff they said you'd need for a week. Make your tent out in the middle of nowhere. You weren't allowed to see anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later, you had a compass. You had to walk back to the point where everyone suddenly appeared. All your mates appeared out of nowhere. And the bus picked you up, took you home. That was a camp.
How many got lost?
I don't know, but that's a crap camp.
Oh, that is a crap camp.
What about that for a camp?
That is a
Bill,
crap
not
camp.
One thing. There was no jet boating.
No. No motel rooms.
No hotel rooms, none of that. I just literally, as Fred's telling me about it, I'm like, you've got to be joking. How long have these camps been going on?
Oh, Jim, when I was in Drury, we went to the Lord Mayor's camp in Somers.
Yep.
I reckon that's a 6-hour bus trip to Somers. Oh,
down the peninsula,
yeah, down
Somers,
here,
yeah.
Up from Drury. Yeah. And, mate, we're in shitty old cabins, and, mate, we had to make a boat out of sticks and things like that. You had to do stuff like that. Terrible food. Like, it wasn't a school camp. It was hard work, like yours.
Bill, so this is what we're so, Hance.
Hance.
133353 is the number. What are you giving away, please, Rubsy?
A $200 Neverland store voucher, of course. They are the home of Australian streetwear. Shop their mid-year sale now. Find out more at neverlandstore.com.au.
All right, 133353, ring us, how crap was your camp? Because, Bill, being chucked off a bus and staying on your own for 7 days and getting back on a bus ain't Port Douglas diving on the Barrier Reef. Ring us now, 133353, and answer this question, how crap was your school camp?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I should never, ever say anything.
In anything ever. Well, now these kids go on planes. Like, where did a plane suddenly become involved in a camp? They go to Queensland, they're jet boating, they're going to croc farms. My girl Sandy has just sent me a message saying her school camp was in Poo-wong.
Poo-wong.
Highlight was a walk around the local cemetery at night. That's a crap camp. We got Johnny on the line, Bill, from Roeville.
Hello, Johnny.
G'day, James. Yeah, we went down to Lord Somers in 1972.
Oh, there you go.
And when we got there, one of the classmates decided to drop a poo in another classmate's shoe.
A poo in a shoe, yeah.
And the brothers made us walk around that centre courtyard till about 10 o'clock at night and didn't feed us.
Oh,
and they
mate.
Said, own up or you can keep walking all night.
Mate. And did they own up?
Did they own up?
No, never. I know the boy whose shoe it was, but I don't want to say it on air.
Oh, poo shoe.
Bill, they did a poo in a shoe.
I heard him, Jim. I heard him.
Oh, so, did you?
That's a camp I went to, Lord Summers Camp. Wasn't Lord a lot Summers, to do there, John, was there?
Yeah, it was good. Great, great. But the brothers were pretty strict with us. They taught us, you know, pretty hard.
Right on. All right.
Righto, Johnny, stay there. Like that, Sean, Brunswick West. Hello, Shawnee.
Shawnee.
Yep, how you going, guys?
School camp, where was it?
Yeah, school camp. Well, we were lucky enough to jump the back fence of our school and walk about 3 k's up the back behind Janefield. So we spent 2 nights up the back behind Janefield, up the back behind Watsonia and Greensboro in there.
Oh, that was your camp?
That was our school camp. There was no buses.
No buses, no planes there, Jimmy boy.
Walk for 2 k's. How good. Rob in Sunbury. Hello, Rob. Rob.
Oh, what's wrong with your voice, Rob?
Your voice is worse than mine.
We'll go to the next one. Try and sort it out,
Rob. Come back to you, Rob.
We'll sort you out, Rob. Get Matty on the line, Bill.
From Tasmania. G'day, Matty.
How are we? Hey, Billy, how about those cats, mate?
Ah, that's away, Matty. When did you think they had it won? When did they have it won?
very, very early in the first quarter, mate.
Tell us about your crap school camp.
So I grew up in big Melbourne, and we had a camp in the Dandenongs that we used to go to for high school.
Yeah.
Used to sleep on a nice, solid piece of timber for a bunk.
Yeah.
The pillows had a very nice mildewy smell to them.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty sure the rooms were lined with asbestos sheeting.
No. Yes, yes. No.
And the biggest, the top bit.
Don't try and say creme de la creme.
The one thing I remember was the worst meal we had one night, they cooked us spaghetti bolognese.
Beautiful.
We all took it to our tables, we looked down and there were beetles in it.
No way.
Oh, that's nice.
So night we survived. We survived on garlic bread and crackers.
That's no good. Stay there, Matty. That's no good. Beetles in your food. I think Rob's there now, Bill.
Hello, Robbie.
I am back here. How are you, boys?
That's better. Robbie, how was your school camp?
Oh, look, it was fantastic. So I grew up in Sunbury, and there's a little old place called Red Rock Farm, which is between Sunbury and Riddles Creek. So only about half an hour drive from school. Got sent up there to an old rundown shed, no heating, no nothing, with a sleeping bag. Here's some rations, and you get one night there. Good luck. Have fun.
That was your camp, one night?
That was the camp, one night. No activities, no nothing. Look, it's no poo shoe, but, I think it's all right.
Stay there, Rob. Michelle, Hoppers Crossing. Yes. Hey, Michelle.
Michelle.
How are you going?
Good.
Congratulations, Billy.
Oh, thank you. Good on you, Michelle.
He didn't do anything, Michelle.
Nothing. Oh, I was part of it, Michelle, wasn't I?
Of course you were.
Yes.
You're there in spirit.
Exactly. How was your school camp, Michelle?
Oh, it was fantastic. We went to a shit farm.
Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Michelle. Where'd you go? Werribee.
No, I live in Werribee, Bill, but yes, okay.
Where did you go?
I was in New South Wales, and the bus drove around the pond, and then we had to do an essay on how they broke down the poo.
No.
I think with water, don't you? You just put water to it and breaks it down.
I hid in the bus and didn't get out.
Oh, Michelle.
Bill, I think there's more to it than water. It's not a toilet. No. It's a farm.
They put them in the ponds. You've seen them, Jim. They put them in the ponds.
They put chemicals and things in there to break it down fat.
And beetles. They put, like, beetles in there, Jim, and they eat them. They do.
Dung beetles.
They do. Honest to God. They put in beetles. I've been to the Black Rock. When I was working at Barn Water, I used to do that.
Black Rock?
Black Rock?
That's what it's
near
called.
Near Beaumaris?
Well,
no poo farm there, Bill.
No, Bowen Heads Way. There's a sewage farm called Black Rock.
All right.
I used to work there at Bowen Water. I was very good.
How many jobs have you had?
About a few, actually.
Then you're about to get another one.
No.
Johnny from Roeville wins.
What do you have?
The poo shoe.
The poo and the shoe.
He's got to get something.
$200 Neverland store voucher heading to you, Johnny.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Also,
I love that.
Oh, Sean, who walked 2K.
Yeah. 2K's over the back fence.
To his camp. Yeah,
$100 grilled voucher headed your way, mate. You won't be able to resist the new mouth-watering salt, bush and pepper onion rings from Grilled.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Not bad, Jim. Well done.
Well, I tell you what they do, Bill. It teaches you resilience, those crap camps.
They do, yes.
So what sort of resilience is my son learning getting on a plane and flying to Port Douglas?
None.
Zero.
Whatsoever, Jim.
And he needs resilience.
So does my boy, actually. You know where they went? Uganda.
What?
They could have gone to Uganda or Northern Territory and you sleep under the stars.
Right. Well, that's a bit different to Uganda.
Well, he had a choice, and he went to Northern Territory because it was a lot cheaper.
he made that choice, or you did?
No, he, after a couple of little minutes, he turned around and went to Northern Territory.
No way.
Oh, shut up, Jim. Anyway, it's been good radio.
Limo and Rosie still to come. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JP and
what
a very tired sounding Bill Brownless.
Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JP and Billy.
You had enough, or were you still going?
I think Hose had enough about 5 minutes ago. All right, so emails come in.
Has it? Who are you from?
Yeah, Bazza from Wan Turner. And he says this.
The flog.
When I have my wake, King of Kings,
yes,
I can only pray it's held at the Cremorne after the delicate way Fat spoke about the wake that was held there yesterday. Go Blues, Bazza. So let's have a listen to Fat, nice and delicately speaking about a wake that was being held during our show at the Cremorne.
They're actually at a wake. There's a wake out the back. And we better give him a mention.
Go on, give him a mention.
Joanne Egbert. And wakes are good, Jim.
Bloody oath there.
You know why? They set a limit for about $2,000. Then these blokes get on it. And then they go, we'll go another 1,000. We'll get another 2,000. They spend 5,000. So well done to Joanne Egbert.
That's so, it, Jim. Well done to a man that's not with us anymore. And then you're talking about how much money you make out of a wake.
Yes. Well, that's so true, Jim. Because people go, oh, no, Jim would have loved it. Let's spend another 1,000 and have a drink to Jim. And what a good bloke he was and all that. So they are good. They are good.
Rabs. And Rabs.
You can't look at a wake as a money-making exercise.
A money, and also say good on you to a person who's just passed away and everyone's sad.
Johan, Geelong cheer squad he was for many years and a great Geelong supporter. So all the best to him. Also, Jim, yesterday, guess who I didn't hear from?
Who?
Todd the Turd. Haven't heard from who? Todd. Todd from Barnheads.
No, he'll get to you, I reckon, back end of the week.
No, what's happened there? Because Geelong have won, he's gone very, very quiet. Have not heard from Todd at all.
I'm predicting back end, like maybe Thursday, you'll hear from Todd.
Oh, once again, I'd love to know what he's going to say. How can he clip me?
Well, he'll clip you about the XXL Gazman.
No, 25% off.
Enough for the year. He's actually got a bit of ammo, I would reckon.
I think he's got some ammo.
He did win that.
I won enough for the year. How do I win that?
Really? Well, how could you not have won it?
The opening of this show today, you can just package that up.
Actually, yeah. We should go again.
Start the show again?
5 o'clock, we're going to start it again.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want a bin at my desk. And the other thing, Jim,
yes,
I don't ask for more, much. I just want...
Ah, second hour. We've got lots still to come. Limo is going to join us. Rosie Walton with a nice feedback session.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill.
Yes, Jim.
And a joke, of course, to finish.
Of course.
But prior to all of that, after a really disappointing opening to the show, I'm interested to see how this goes.
Okay, Jimmy boy, hit it, Raps.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time for a rappy.
Rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Time for a rappy, Jim, and Isaac Smith has signed on.
You need to explain why you're redoing it.
No, I'm not. Shut up. They don't know I'm doing it. TSL. Isaac Smith has signed on again at the Cats for another year, Jimmy boy.
Bill, you've already done this.
NRL Grand Final, Rugby League, Raps.
Rugby League.
Parramatta Eels will play the Penrith Panthers. And
Fat,
also,
we know this.
You know who's playing at halftime? Here's some new stuff, Jim. Jimmy Barnes, Diesel, Josh Teskey. Or Tessie.
Teskey, it's not hard to say.
Blissom. So, that's all new stuff.
No, who was that? Sorry, I missed that one.
Bliss and Esso. And, of course, how do you say Isaac Smith, Bill? Hey, well done, Normie. Great work. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac? The All Blacks were belted the Wallabies gym over there in Eden
God,
Park.
Bill, we know this.
Rugby league.
Haven't won there since 1986. What about the golf gym? The United States have won again, the 12th God. President's Cup, Jim.
Bill, we've done all of this. This was off the top and it wasn't good then.
I've found some new stuff.
All right, new stuff.
Rihanna is going to headline the halftime show at the Super Bowl in Arizona, Jim.
Now there's some new stuff.
There you go. Right. See, I told you I'd find some stuff. And
what do you like about Rihanna?
I like SOS. Got me calling out for help. Maybe
what else?
Umbrella. Yep, I love it. But my favourite, I think, Rabsy, would be Rude Boy. Come here, rude boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, is you big enough? Take it, baby.
Phil.
Yeah, good, Rihanna. He is fantastic, Tim. Hey, and Australia lost the cricket.
I know that. Yeah. Rabs, she turned the Super Bowl down, I think, didn't she, during the, like, 2019?
Yep. Yeah, a few years ago. I don't think she was happy with the Colin Kaepernick situation at the time.
Okay.
Right.
She is awesome, Rihanna, by the way.
How good was Robbie Williams and Delta? Oh, or amazing. Did we talk about
No, brilliant. No, brilliant.
Did we?
You don't remember what you said yesterday. No. Well, we'll speak to Rosie about it when she comes in because she is the entertainment queen, of course. But I thought he was unbelievably good.
Exactly. We didn't hear him because we're outside in the outside broadcast, but it was fantastic.
I did. And? No, it was brilliant. I have the Killers at number one. I don't know about you, Rabbits, but for me, they're the best we've ever had at a grand final. But Robbie Williams was very, very close second.
What about the TV coverage? Will we see another daytime grand final, Jim, off the top of your head?
Phil,
now?
You know I am not a fan. I want it moved to twilight. I want it to start natural light and finish under artificial light. I want the halftime to be as the Super Bowl is.
Yep.
I would have Robbie Williams doing 20 minutes during the halftime break. That appeals to me. Mm. I reckon that is just Broadway, brilliant, showbiz. I love it. And I reckon as soon as MCG grand final goers experience that fat, they'll never want to go back to how it was.
Exactly. I'm with you.
I loved how Robbie did a new song and he said, it's all right, we'll get through this together.
Yeah.
Because
he knew. He knew. He didn't want the new stuff. They want the old stuff.
And Delta. Yes. How good was Delta?
She's had a big couple of weeks too, Delta. Mm. What did Gil get up to? Because he had a lot of tickets in the September Club, Jim. How was he? Was he behaving?
He would have. I didn't see him, but he would have loved it. The other thing I enjoyed about Robbie Williams is when he paid tribute to one of Australia's greatest ever rock stars, Shane Warne. It was absolutely brilliant. I loved it, Bill. It was quality.
Well done, Robbie.
And when the crowd sang "You're the Voice" to pay tribute to Johnny Farnham as well, that was amazing.
Yes, good. Superb.
Well done,
really good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rosie Walton's in the studio next with some feedback. It's a Rush Hour. JB and Bill, up 2.5, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Name 3 of the 9 towns in the Macedon Ranges.
Triple M. Limo, not too far away.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Hello. Hose, are people coming up to you and saying, are you in fact the Aussie Supermole?
I did have Titcheroonie come up to me at the St Kilda Bowls Club when I was half out. Responsibly.
Yes.
During the grand final on Saturday.
Responsibly, were you?
I was walking out of the bathroom with a Melbourne and he goes, are you the Aussie Supermole? And I'm like, yes, I am.
A Melbourne can.
Stubby. I'm classy.
You drink Melbourne stubbies.
Yes.
Not many people
Melbourne's
drink.
Good.
And no, a bowl, though. What
I
else
love
are you
Melbourne.
Drink?
Yeah, well done. Good girl.
I literally don't know where to start today with feedback, so I'm just having a quick look at Twitter. In the last hour, we have had several messages. We don't often get messages on Triple M Rush Hour at Twitter. I'll start from 50 minutes ago. Chris Jones, what a train wreck. I wonder who he's talking about.
Jim. No, Jim's it's a delay there, Jim. I know it's bloody hard
that's
to work
my
out.
Fault. Yeah,
it is.
My fault, yeah.
Glenn Anderson. Bill not sounding as much like Kermit the Frog today, which is good. And by the way, yesterday's show sounded absolutely brilliant. Wish I could have been there, but Bill wouldn't shout if a shark bit him.
Well, I did. I bought you a beer, didn't I, at the pub?
Yes.
Well, I had to.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did have to.
That was very nice. Mm. We've got some weird messages lately. This is from Ice Queen 19176, just on Monday afternoon. Hi, guys. Can I just say that beer spiders are a really bad idea? I thought that since beer is carbonated like Coke or lemonade, I would try a beer spider. As soon as I swallowed it, well, let's just say it came out my mouth and nose at the same time. Do not try beer spiders.
Did you send that to us?
No, I won't.
I don't know why.
I won't. Fair enough.
Thank you, Ice Queen.
I'm going to try it.
That's Ice Queen.
That's Ice Queen.
I love spiders.
Don't try it.
Don't try a beer spider.
Fanta and ice cream, but
Fanta and ice cream.
Fanta. When was the last time you saw a Fanta?
I actually had a Fanta on the way home from July.
I love Fanta. Magnificent Fanta.
How good am I going? Fanta I need a life reset. Now,
Passiona.
Oh, I love a Passiona.
Love a passion.
Continue,
Bill,
please, Rosie.
You put up a photo of you in your cat's jumper, your cat's scarf, your cat's hat, sort of hogging onto Joel Selwood and the Premiership Cup.
Well, and also Joel's Premiership medal he gave to me.
Oh, you are holding that up too. I missed that. What did you write as the caption?
We did it. Something did it.
St. Joel and Fat. We did it.
St. Joel, that's it. And a hashtag sucked in Jim, didn't I? Oh, Jim.
Yeah, yeah. One of the responses, king of the flogs.
He is. That's exactly what he is.
From Adrian, what exactly did Bill do to win the cup? Good question.
That's nothing.
Wacko75 wrote, the world's biggest nuffy, like dag of a sheep's bum.
That's him. That's him.
A dag.
Now, on a post from Sunday in anticipation of us heading to the Creamy, Jason120 wrote, you'll get a week's worth of idiot file out of tomorrow's show, I reckon. I think we can take Friday off quite comfortably this week and just replay you from yesterday and today.
I thought I was good.
And today.
I thought I was good yesterday.
No.
Not sure about today.
You were up and about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andrew Davis has sent us a message going, hey, Bins, Jing, Rabbits and Rose. Massive Cats fan here. Bill, what a great day on Saturday. Yes. You tipped me the winner in the second at Mornington with Jay Carr on board and then the Cats with the best performance all year win the grand final by 81 points. But the question is, will we hear from stupid but funny Todd from Barwon Heads today? Will he come to the Creamy? So you're talking about him before? No, still haven't heard from him.
No,
he's MIA.
Didn't turn up yesterday, hasn't turned up today.
I wonder if he's all right.
Well, I don't care.
We'll hear from him. I'm telling you, we'll hear from
him. That was Mississippi, by the way. Nice win in the second there. Everything was going beautifully, but 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
All right. So Triple M Rush Hour Facebook page, we got a message at 9:10 last night from Brian Meakin. Nothing else attached to this.
Brian Meakin.
I'd say he's had a big few days, lol. Not a name,
just that.
A reference, nothing.
So 9:10 p.m.
last night. Yeah. Maybe listen to a podcast.
Yep. Oh, Merkin.
Meakin was his surname. Now, there's lots of video of you going around singing Sweet Caroline with the crowd. It sounded great in the room, but you were wearing your number 50 Cats jumper yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
Scarves 83, those horizontal stripes are not helping.
No, they don't. When you're fat,
they're not.
It was a lot of fun in the room, but I kept getting messages on my Instagram saying, what the hell was that? We didn't realise at the time, but there was a bit of delay between what Leroy was playing and what you were singing. So apparently it was horrific, but very, very funny. And I got this message from Smitty saying, just listen to the podcast of Yesty. If singing Sweet Caroline wasn't the worst 3 minutes of radio of all time, I'll go he. So let's listen back to a little bit of it.
Was it? What's going on there?
You're out of time.
It sounded good in the room.
Sounded
really good in the room, didn't it, Hose?
Apologies, but that was a lot of fun.
So that's delay.
Yep.
Is it? Why is that? Is that?
It's just your
brain. More than delay, I think.
But Bill, you're not good with timing anyway. When we used to do the songs, Billy Oakey, you were no good then.
I never said I was a great singer. I'll have a go.
Well, you're not. Yeah,
I'm no Rihanna or Robbie. I know that.
Or Delta.
Or Delta. I'm more of Eminem.
What? What are you, a rapper?
No, what's the ones? Vanilla Slice or whatever they're called. What are they called?
White and Pasty.
Vanilla. That's it. That's who I am. I'm more
Vanilla.
Stop him from talking, saying any more words.
Goodbye.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Guess what I haven't got in my new apartment?
What?
A mirror.
Good. Yeah. I would leave it that way.
Part of the SCA family joins us, Limo.
Some people are better known by just one name.
Remember the name!
Bono. Madonna. Buddy.
Buddy joins the legend with 1,000 goals!
And this man.
Hello, Limo here. Hey, third person action from Limo.
Please welcome.
My name is
Limo.
That's it. Anthony Leeman, for those out here who were wondering.
Yes.
Comedian, actor, radio star, TV star. Born in Peebinger.
That's right, Bill.
Where is
That's
Peebinger, right. Anthony?
Peebinger is in the Murray Mallee, just over the Victorian border inside South Australia, near a town called Loxton in the Riverland.
Yeah.
Now, Loxton, you might know, is the home of Tony Modra.
Yes.
Alex Carey, Australian cricketer, Ryan Fitzgerald, Grantley Filkey, who played for the Crows, Russell Ebert, legends all over the place, and myself.
And you. Hey, Limo, off the top, what about the Mighty Cats? Some said too old, too slow. They were just too good, weren't they, Limo?
They were too good, Bill. But JB, how have you survived 2 days of this, by the way?
Oh, I can't stand it, Limo. Every time the fat bastard opens his mouth, that sort of garbage comes tumbling out, and I've had enough.
You've had enough. Question for you, though, JB. What are you blokes still doing on air? I thought it was final siren of the grand final.
It was
spinning chairs and a cloud of dust, and you were both gone.
That's Jim, yes.
Well, it used to be me gone, and Bill had to stay on, but I don't know how. It was a negotiation that went wrong, Limo.
Right. Well, you clearly stuffed that up, because here you are now. Bill, the Catters, look, as a Hawthorn fan, hating Geelong is in my DNA, right?
Yes.
But there were a few things that I liked.
What did you like?
Right. I think Joel Selwood put in a belter.
Oh, did nothing
all over
wrong.
All over the place.
Yep, same Joel.
I've been saying for years, because every time I meet a Geelong player, I like him, Bill.
Oh.
I like him, and that annoys me.
Exactly,
because I
want
to hate them.
Keep going. But then,
so I've been saying for years, I never want to meet Joel Selwood.
And?
For fear that I'll actually like him. He'll turn out to be a good bloke. And yeah, it turns out he is a good bloke, which annoys me. The second thing I like, dressing up as the old folks, very funny.
Oh, how good was that?
I enjoyed that. But the highlight for me, Jeremy Cameron putting the premiership medal on a cow.
Oh. Yeah.
And letting that cow run loose in the back paddock.
Oh, mate.
That was magnificent. And news just in, the Swans have actually requested a trade with that cow. So it could be playing for the Swans next year.
Yes.
Well, the other thing you would have loved, Limo, is the fact that there's another Hawthorn Norm Smith medalist.
Yes.
Oh, Isaac Smith. Who would have thought when he missed that goal in the semi-final back in 2016, that he'd be doing it again for the Cats. So he's won for them twice. Big in finals has our Isaac Smith. But he's as good a fella as you'll get, Isaac Smith. So I was very happy to see him up there with the Norm Smith. I was at a function earlier in the day. Sam Mitchell predicted Isaac Smith for the Norm Smith.
$51, Limo. How was your grand final week?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I spent the whole week, though, bemoaning the death of the cashy, Bill.
Oh,
whatever.
Don't talk to me about it.
I was wearing a black armband. JB, did you have a black armband on for the loss of the cashies?
Well, I've never been quite as into them as you two, but Fat has... Fat's had a bum drop all week because he's now having to put invoices in and sucked in.
And I haven't got any ABN or whatever you need. I don't know how to do them on the computer. How do you actually do an invoice?
Hey, Bill, is this some sort of preemptive bit of evidence for the tax office if they come looking? No, I said on radio I didn't know how to fill all this stuff out. Come on, Mr. Commissioner, forgive me.
Exactly. Who do you write it to? How do you do it? I don't know. But anyway, it was a big week. I think you did a couple of, I saw you around.
I did do a few. It was a good week. And, you know, they're not as... Years ago, there were shed loads of these things.
Yes.
Shed loads. But there's just not as many as there was. Can someone bring them back, please?
No.
I've got a wife at home. I need to keep her happy somehow.
Good luck.
The cashies keep her happy.
I tell you what he did do, Jimmy boy. He opened the batting for Triple M on grand final day.
Yeah. Oh,
well done there. Yes, you're on air with SMC.
That's right.
Yeah, Sarah Marie, that's right. What I did love is that Triple M did not hold back with the stage.
Yes.
It was like we were setting up for a big day out, and we had the sound stage in the middle of the car park there as well. And there was poor old 3AW SEN and the ABC in tents that were being blown over by the breeze that was swinging through the car park there. So we really did stamp our authority on the place. And then SEN had to pack it in early because the monster truck van had a drum off. So people were playing drums. True story, they had to revert back to the studio.
Look, when I saw SEN, pardon me, when I saw SEN, Limo, they looked like they'd coloured in a Mr. Whippy van.
Right. They really did, didn't it? Did you go in it? Kids would have been lining up asking for ice creams at
they
that joint.
They would have. It looked like they'd got an old Mr. Whippy van and just painted over the top of it.
Well, I don't know if you heard today, but the ratings have come out, Limo. And,
yes.
We spoke about it earlier, I know, but wow, we at shows too. You see the jump on the rush hour?
Oh, massive. Yeah.
You got no idea.
No, is the answer to
that. How did you go? What happened?
Two and a half. We just jumped.
You jumped?
Yeah.
Up or down?
No, up, you idiot. Yeah,
right. You wouldn't be talking about it if it was down, would you?
About to say, that is a question you need to ask, having said that. Now, we need to get to a break, because I want to ask you about your show next.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I think that's one of the more forgettable breaks we've done on this show.
Limo has stuck around.
Now, Rabs, we've got some sort of device ready, I'm hoping. Well, just to make sure that there's a button or some sort of, because I'm reading the new show with Limo and friends, Don't Be a F-wit.
Yeah.
That's right. It is a comedy self-help podcast, because I think you'll both agree with me that too many of these people have bubbled up to the surface over the last few years, and it is an epidemic, JB and Bill, of wittery on this planet, and we need to bring it to an end.
Jeez, I'm hot on this button.
Oh, no, good luck, bro.
We see them everywhere. We see from the, you know, people who drive too slow in the right-hand lane.
Yes.
You know what I do when that happens? I don't know about you guys.
What do you do?
I come up behind them, then I go into the middle lane, I pass them, I look across to see who it is, because I want to build a profile of these people in my own head. Yeah. And then I very passively, aggressively pull in front of them in the right-hand lane to try and let them know.
But sometimes they've got tattoos and they look tough, so you just keep looking straight ahead and you keep going.
Yeah. No, look, if you've got neck tattoos, you can drive as slow as you want in the right-hand lane. Hey, what about this one?
Yep.
People, there's a busy bar, and you're queuing at the bar, and then the person in front of you gets to the bar after a 20-minute wait, and they go, "Ah, now what am I going to have?"
No, that's not acceptable behaviour.
What about this one? You go into the toilets in your pub, and you walk into the cubicle, and someone's taken a leak all over the seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're having a shot, mate. You're shooting from directly in front, 1 meter out. How can you possibly miss that target? It is a disgrace.
Go to the urinal would help too.
Yeah. What about this? You're sitting in a restaurant with a bunch of friends, and you've got that one wit mate who goes, "Oh, give me the bill. I'll just work out what I had and I'll give you that." Yeah. No, shut your trap, mate. I don't care if you drank one water, had no entree and didn't have dessert. We're dividing this thing equally. Your bloody share next time.
That is spot on. It's a new podcast. It's about Jim. It's called Don't Be a F***wit.
Limo, I was wondering if you were channeling the old Tism song from years ago, where you're only 5 yards from a F***wit.
You were absolutely right, Jim. And the thing is, we didn't know previously who they were. Like, they used to dress like us. They'd look like us. Sometimes they'd even talk like us. But there's something about the pandemic where they have just risen out of the ashes, and you spot them at the weirdest times. They can really shock you. Like, for example, I remember watching an anti-vaxxer rally on the news and then just going, "Oh, bugger me, Brian from accounts." Well, who knew? He's there you go. Now, I've had Mick Malloy has been one of my guests so far. This is how we opened up with Mickey.
Helping me navigate the world of f***wits in this episode is none other than comedian, actor, broadcaster, sports nut, beer lover, bar owner, Mick Malloy.
Part time f***wit. On occasion, I can bring it.
Have you been a f***wit, Mickey, in the past?
Oh, mate, you don't have long enough.
And then that podcast went for 3 hours. Mick did give me this example later. Remember the poo jogger up in Queensland?
Oh, yes.
The poo jogger's famous. Well, Mickey told me about a different pooer in New Zealand.
What about the Dunedin pooer? The Invercargill. Was it the Invercargill pooer who snap one off in the pool every Friday? And they actually sent the New Zealand cops, sent down, this is true, a team of undercover cops in Speedos to stake out the pool on a Friday afternoon. He was too good for them, though. He was like the Pink Panther of poo jogging. He just had this skill.
Hey, where did that come from?
More of a poo ninja.
One step ahead of the cops. Always.
You'll never catch me.
A little chalk outline of a turn.
Some good gear here from Malloy. Tom Gleason has been one of my guests so far, and Tom Gleason was upset about the attitude of some police officers.
So I've got to, like, drive a long way to get home.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over. I was going 120 in a 100 zone, and the policeman said, "Why were you travelling so fast?" And I said, to him, "Because I thought you weren't here."
Actually, it's not bad.
Good. Very good gear from Gleeson there. So we've got Celia Piccola, Em Rusciano, Peter Hellier, Dilruk, Joe Stanley, and Michelle Laurie, my guests on season one of Don't Be a...
Thank you very much. Oh, Reb's got
you
it.
No. Limo, I was driving from Broome to Cable Beach all the way down to Perth, actually, with my kids years ago. Two sons at that stage. They were about 11 and 8. And I got pulled over for doing 113 in a 100 zone and by a policeman, and he made me get out of the car, and it was 47 degrees. And he started asking me those sort of questions, and I looked at him. I said, "Mate, just write the ticket. Man. I can't stand out here any longer. It is too hot." I said, "I don't care what you bloody charge me. Just write it and hand it over."
Unless we're going to swap numbers and you're going to buy me $200 worth of beer later on, let's not worry about it.
It was unfeasibly hot, and I'm standing on the side of the road with this policeman. Well, I just need to know why you're travelling that fast. I'm like, "Mate, not now."
just write me the ticket. I got pulled over once driving from Melbourne to Adelaide. And the cop said to me, "Any reason you're speeding?" I same thing. I said, "Oh, no." Nah. He goes, where are you going?" I said, "I've been at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, heading home." And he said, "Oh, yeah." Well, he said, "I quite like comedy. I love that Rove bloke." And I said, "Oh, well, I was on Rove recently. I broke the Guinness World Record for most jokes in an hour." And his eyes light up and he goes, "No." And he turns to the car and he goes, "Davo, come here. Come here." And he gets the other cop out of the car and he goes, "This is the bloke from Rove." Anyway, he bloody let me off, and he warned me about his mate. He goes, "I've got a mate about 8 km up the road. Look out for him, but after that, you're fine."
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
I'll take that.
That's perfect. Bloody oath you will.
I reckon we've broken the Guinness World Records for the amount of which we've said in this break.
You don't have to jump.
Oh, Raps, oh, don't know you're better than that, Raps.
Poor old Wits out there. She's...
There we go. But you can find that podcast on all of your podcast providers. Search Don't Be a F... **Wit Wit, or just search Limo.
That's better.
Beautiful. Limo on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and old gravel voice Brownless over there.
Oh, here he is. So we're quietly getting his voice right. It'll be right by tomorrow. Will Anderson is going to join us. We love him, of course. And Jay-Z Clark, just as the trade period starts, he's going to have all of the news.
He will indeed, but up now.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh, Jimmy, finally found a joke. It's taken me a couple of weeks.
All right, let's go.
Anyone wants to send them in to me, please do. How do they do that, Reps?
Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, Triple M Rush Hour.
Righto. You ready, Jim?
Yes, I'm ready.
What is 6 inches long?
Bill, what? It's not Friday.
No,
this
Jim.
This is Tuesday.
This is not a fruity one. It's a nice family joke, kind of.
Righto.
What is 6 inches long, 2 inches wide, and makes everyone go crazy, Jim?
What?
A $100 note.
Oh, no.
Jim likes it. Rabsy doesn't like it. Jim likes it. This will be interesting.
What I like about it is that you were just trying to head us down a fruity path, and then you just brought it back. What's Rabs hitting?
Rabsy? You are better than that. What did we get yesterday? Plastic, didn't we? Plastic?
To try and get
the crowd
singing.
Well, you didn't tell a joke yesterday.
No, it was Swans. It was a Sydney Swans.
He's cramping. He's cramping.
Oh, no.
Cramping, you idiot.
Look at him.
What is 12 inches long, 3 inches wide?
Jim, it's cramping.